This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. A person has been pulled alive from the rubble of Wednesday evening's massive explosion at the port of Tianjin. Person was discovered shortly after 7 this Friday morning, more than 24 hours after the massive blast first hit. At the same time, authorities say they've yet to determine which chemicals were being stored at the warehouse which caused Wednesday's massive blast. The official death toll, sitting at 50, at least 17 others listed as missing. Of the over 700 people hospitalized, around 70 remain in critical condition. Cause of the massive explosions on Wednesday evening remain unclear at this point. A former provincial-level official in Jiangsu has been kicked out of the party for suspected regulatory and criminal offenses. The CPC Central Commission for Discipline Inspection has brought down the hammer on Zhao Shaolin. Zhao is a former member of the Standing Committee of Jiangsu's CPC Provincial Committee and Secretary General of the Provincial Party Committee. The allegations against Zhao Shaolin have not been made clear. Heavy rains have been pounding parts of Yunnan, bringing heavy flooding. Dozens of vehicles ended up being inundated in the flooding in the city of Lijiang, a popular tourist destination in China. Heavy rains also leaving many trapped inside their homes. A number of people living in low-lying areas in the Lijiang area have been moved out for safety. So far, no fatalities have been reported. Chinese State Councillor Yang Jiechi and British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond have co-chaired a series of meetings in Beijing, two pledging more cooperation in numerous areas, including infrastructure, energy, and finance. They've also discussed preparations for Chinese President Xi Jinping's forthcoming visit to the UK in October. Hammond also taking time to offer the UK's condolences for the massive blast Wednesday evening in Tianjin. UK's foreign secretary had just returned to Beijing from a stop in Tianjin just hours before the explosions hit. A Chinese-backed high-speed rail expo has been held in Indonesia in a bid to win a major contract in that country. The project itself, linking the Indonesian capital Jakarta with the city of Bandung some 150 kilometers away, will be Indonesia's first high-speed railway. China and Japan said to be the two main competitors for the contract. Indonesian authorities expected to decide which country will get the contract by the end of this month. The vote on the new bailout deal currently underway in the Greek parliament. Greece, its European lenders, and the IMF agreed to a third bailout deal earlier this week. Package, if approved, would provide up to 86 billion euros in credit over the next 3 years. Greece needs a deal before August the 20th. This is when a 3 billion euro debt repayment is due to the European Central Bank. Meantime, the latest data shows the Greek economy grew by 0.8% in the second quarter of the year, contrary to expectations of a steep contraction. Former Cuban leader Fidel Castro has issued a new statement saying the United States owes Cuba millions of dollars. Castro, celebrating his 89th birthday on Thursday, says that the U.S. owes damages because of its half-century-old trade embargo. Fidel Castro's statements, published in a Cuban newspaper, have come just ahead of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's visit to the island later on this Friday, where he'll preside over the ceremonial inauguration of the U.S. Embassy in Havana. It'll mark the first time in some 60 years a U.S. Secretary of State will have visited Cuba. It's being reported U.S. authorities believe the Islamic State may have used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in Iraq earlier this week. This could be the first indication the militant group had obtained banned chemicals. Around 60 Kurdish fighters caught in a battle with the Islamic State reportedly suffered injuries to their throats consistent with a chemical attack. U.S. intelligence communities have long been concerned the Islamic State may have discovered hidden storages of chemical weapons, possibly left over after conflicts between the Syrian government and anti-government rebels. At least 7 people are dead and 13 others hurt in renewed tribal clashes in Darfur. It's expected that number is going to rise as the tribal fighting is still said to be continuing. Similar clashes taking place between the two tribes last March, leaving 67 dead and hundreds of others injured on both sides. Ghanaian authorities have begun investigating reports that a Ghanaian palm oil product exported to the UK contains a cancer-causing agent. Regulators in the UK say they've determined the company behind the product never received an export permit or a European Council-required certificate. Ghanaian authorities say they've mounted an extensive market surveillance program to remove the same product from shelves within their own country. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.